Now, if God the Father is Jesus Christ, then that doesn't make any sense. Deuteronomy 19, verse 15 says, "One witness shall not rise up against the man for any iniquity or for any sin. In any sin that he sinneth at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established." Now, John chapter 8, verse 14. Look what the Bible reads here. "Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true." You see, he's not contradicting himself what he said earlier in the passage that we just read. You know, he says, "Though I bear witness of me, my witness is not true." He's just saying this, according to the law, we need two or three witnesses. But he reaffirms it in John chapter 8, where he says, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true." Why? Because he is the truth. "For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." Now, if God the Father is Jesus Christ, then that doesn't make any sense. Because that means they're one. That's not enough witnesses. But he said, the mouth of two witnesses. You know why? Because it's God the Father, God the Son, and those are two distinct people.
Amen.
Okay? Or else it wouldn't make sense. You see what I'm saying? So this nonsense that God the Father is Jesus Christ is foolish, because Amen. Then Jesus Christ is a liar. Right. He can't witness of himself. Why? Because you need two or three witnesses. Amen. But you know what? Because they're two distinct different people, the witness of God is right there. Amen. The witness of Jesus Christ and God the Father. Those are the two men that we're talking about here, okay?